Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that's the game of football, you know, and what is momentum? It's making plays, right? And they did a good job in their opening drive of the second half. And you know, I'm pretty sure in that one we had them kind of, you know, they had a big play, you know, had some opportunities. It's a good football team, right? And it's, football's always a game of momentum, and you gotta, how do you get momentum back? It's executing, and you know, they executed better than we did on enough plays to make the difference.
I tuned that out 5 seconds in. Hopefully you guys are still with us. Paul Christ, great dude, but when you put the microphone in front of him, fall asleep a little bit.
His record at Wisconsin, you know, he comes across as, you know, a wordsmith. But then you hear him talk about this team. It's like, man, how does he motivate anybody? How does he get in front of a room and motivate a team? Now, I heard he's a completely different than how he is toward the media. I mean, behind closed doors, you turn the mic off, he's a completely different guy. But, man, watch that show that he does with LePay, that Badger Sports Report. God, you're right. 30 seconds into it, it's like nap time.
Yeah, but when you watch Chris on the sidelines, he's always like, that effing turnover chain.
Yes! And yes!
That's Chris I want on
yes!
the pay show.
Exactly. Not this guy who's half asleep.
Football team. That's my dream job. I've always wanted this. I can't believe I have it.
I mean, just like, wow, man, show a pulse at least. Show a pulse to those recruits so we can get some recruits in here so we can go to that next level.
Well, we'll get a little more energy from Ben Wergel. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, BadgersInsider.com. Benny, good morning.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, man. That's a combination of McCarthy and Christ, right? Then you got yourself something.
Yeah.
McCarthy and Christ. This game, I think, turned on a couple of different plays in the second half. You know, Fields hit that 50-yard bomb on third down on a broken play, and I just think that propelled Ohio State there in the second half. But I feel like the Badgers just weren't getting to Justin Fields as much as they did in the first half. What happened there?
I think Ohio State made adjustments, and Wisconsin wasn't able to really counter those. I really, watching the game, I felt Wisconsin played, and this is kind of what we talked about leading to the game, that Wisconsin needed to play close to perfect, and Ohio State needed to make some mistakes in order for Wisconsin to win. And I thought that's what we saw in the first half. I thought Wisconsin played very, very well, and then they just got beaten down by a superior team as the game wore on. That they just kind of ran out of bullets in the gunfight, so to speak. And it's hard to really fault their effort because of how gassed that team was and how banged up that team was. And, you know, just taking Ohio State's best shot for four quarters. You know, the more talented team took over in the second half. And I think that Wisconsin just got worn down defensively. And offensively, they couldn't sustain enough offensive success to give that defense time to rest. I mean, you watch that bench in the fourth quarter, that Wisconsin bench, when the defense came off the field, those guys were just head down, trying to catch their breath. I mean, they were just absolutely wiped. And, you know, that's what Ohio State does to you. They wore them down. And I think, like you mentioned, some of those big plays Ohio State made in the second half, they weren't making in the first half, and that swung the momentum, and Wisconsin just wasn't able to get it back.
Talking with Ben Wergel, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan, and that's why in a vacuum, you know, you can't – I think as a Badger fan, you can be too upset. They played a very good half, and then the better team just won out. But the Badgers, if they're ever going to go to the place that we want them to go, they've got to figure out Ohio State. I think it's 9 straight losses against the Buckeyes, maybe 8. I mean, it's one time this decade you've beat them. And I don't know how you figure that out other than – you know, the old recruiting problem, because you get to these games and you get so close. There's been games that have been so close, Big Ten championship games even, but but Ben, you just can't seem to get over that hump.
Yeah, and there always is going to be a talent differential between Wisconsin and Ohio State. It is just the way it is. Maybe not every position all the time, but overall, Ohio State will always recruit better than Wisconsin. Ohio State is a more of a national brand than Wisconsin is, and that's just the way it is going to be. I don't see that changing any time in the future. And the thing that Wisconsin has to do is they have to recruit better, and they have done. They have. The recruiting under Paul Chryst is in its best five-year stretch than it has at any point in the modern recruiting era, and that dates back, you know, a good 20 years. Paul and his staff have done a fantastic job bringing in talented kids, and we're going to see more of those kids, about 17 of them at least, signed here in about a week or so. You look at where Wisconsin needs to get over the hump. It's just simple things, and it's not so much recruiting better, it's just gameplay. You look at this losing streak against Ohio State, and I think you said, I think it's up to 9 now. A good portion of these games have been close. It's not like Wisconsin gets blown out of the water every time they play Ohio State. There's some clunkers in there, certainly. The game in October was a clunker. The Big Ten Championship game a couple years ago was a clunker. But, you know, Wisconsin just lost to Ohio State when they were 12-0. I think it was by 6. I think it was 27-21 a couple years back. And Wisconsin didn't play a perfect game by any stretch of the imagination when they faced them in Indy a couple years ago. So while the recruiting gap is substantial, and it will probably stay that way, I think Wisconsin has played Ohio State well, just not well enough to get over the hump. And what we heard coming into this week, what Barry Alvarez said, that this is the best Big Ten team, referring to Ohio State, that he's seen since he got into the league back in the early 90s. That is an impressive statement to make. So losing to that team twice in 1 year and having a respectable showing the second time around, kind of like you said, Bart, you can be disappointed that they didn't win the Big Ten title, increasing that streak to 7 years now, but you really can't fault their effort and fault their performance just because Ohio State is that much better than everyone else in the Big Ten this year.
I think because there's been so many disappointments in games like that, big matchups that Wisconsin maybe has teased us with, I think Badger fan does wonder, are they ever going to get to that level where they are like Ohio State? And I think Michigan's wondering if they're ever going to get back to that. But, I mean, so is Wisconsin ever going to take it to that next level?
It's kind of the same thing we talk about with basketball, too, even when Bo was here. Mm-hmm. Just when are they going to get – when is Wisconsin going to stop disappointing Joe Fan to a degree? I mean, they get so close. They get to these big opportunities, whether it be in the college football playoff or the NCAA tournament or the Final Four or a bowl game, and they just can't quite get it done. I mean, where Wisconsin football is going here in a couple weeks is the perfect example of that, where they went to 3 straight Rose Bowls after winning the Big Ten, and they lost all 3 games by 7 points or less. And they all had opportunities to win those games. You know, the TCU game was, I think, bad play calling on the part of Paul Chryst, but that's ages ago. We don't need to drag that one up. And they had a 2-point try that they could have tied the game with and didn't do it against Andy Dalton and TCU. The Oregon game, Jared Aberderis' bizarre fumble along the sideline that just laid there instead of bouncing out of bounds, and Russell Wilson running out of time. The Stanford game when Barry came back and Wisconsin was driving with a chance to win the game. I mean, all these opportunities that you think, okay, this is going to be the moment where Wisconsin gets over the hump, they're going to get this big win, and it just doesn't happen. I think maybe that's the pessimists in a lot of Wisconsin fans, that they think that, man, we're there, but we just can't quite get there, and so how do we get there? And I think for Wisconsin football, they're in a good spot. There's been some moments this year where you kind of scratch your head a little bit. I think the Illinois game, coupled with the Ohio State game a week later, got a lot of people concerned about Paul Chryst and the staff and the direction and the play calling, and rightfully so. But I think that they figured it out after the bye week, and it was a better team the final 4 weeks of the year. And I think you look at where this program is now going to Pasadena, I think there's a lot of confidence that Wisconsin is moving in the right direction, and that when you come back next year, there's going to be a lot of pieces in place defensively that could kind of restore Wisconsin being that solid defensive unit.
Badgers going to Pasadena. Everybody pretty happy about that. Nice consolation prize for losing Saturday night. Jonathan Taylor not going to New York for the Heisman ceremony. you know, for him to never be invited, and you look at the class this year and you get the quarterbacks, I think he could have got the nod over Chase Young. And just for being the kind of running back that he was, better stats than some of the guys that have won the award, that's kind of disappointing that he's at least not going to be at the ceremony.
Yeah, it really has turned into the best quarterback award, the Heisman is. And you know, I think this year's decision is going to be pretty straightforward. I don't think there's going to be any suspense with who's going to win the award this year. But you're right. You look at what Taylor has done over the course of his 3 years. To not get invited once to New York, I think, is kind of disappointing. You kind of saw a lot of the national pundits talk about that on social media after it was announced a couple days ago, that, you know, what does Jonathan Taylor have to do? And I give Taylor a lot of credit for the work he's put in this year. I mean, his rushing numbers aren't the same as they were the previous 2 years, but his touchdown numbers are up. His versatility is up with his ability to catch the ball in the backfield. He's a much better running back than he was, in my opinion, near the last 2 years. And he has certainly has trended upward for Wisconsin. He gets one more chance to really prove himself on a national stage, which would be big for him. I can't see any scenario in which he wants to return next year, especially considering the limited shelf life of NFL running backs. The only way he returns is if he really wants to set the NCAA all-time rushing record. And to be honest with you, a big bowl game, he could get that rushing record in Pasadena. It'd take a pretty impressive effort, a 200-plus yard game. But that's the only way I see him returning, and I think that's a remote possibility.
Yeah, this Rose Bowl game, you know, there's a few interesting angles, but you know, I think if you'd have went back and you would have looked at, you know, with Wisconsin be playing in the Rose Bowl after, you know, suffering three losses. I mean, you don't get three losses and get to the Rose Bowl very often.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they got picked for Pasadena. I thought their performance on Saturday against Ohio State, even despite the three losses that they ended up with, I think their performance to be able to not only stick with the Buckeyes, but to outplay them for long stretches, the number one team in the committee's rankings, I think really opened the eyes of the committee that this is a good football team, that this had a bad two-week stretch. But I thought with the three losses, I thought that Penn State would have maybe leapfrogged them, but the committee has gone on record and said that the conference championship games can hurt your overall profile. And so if you look at that from that perspective, Wisconsin finished the regular season with the same number of wins as Penn State, a better resume than Penn State, more top 25 wins, even some of their non-conference games. So when Wisconsin beat Central Michigan, you didn't think much of it. Well, Central Michigan ended up going to the MAC championship game. That bodes well for Wisconsin, I think. So I think all those factors help them break that tie with the committee to send Wisconsin to Pasadena, then Penn State down to the Cotton Bowl. And certainly Wisconsin, I think, got the better end of that decision. Because while the Cotton Bowl is nice, playing down in Jerry's World, there's few things in life for a beat writer or for a NCAA football player than playing New Year's Day in Pasadena. It's pretty spectacular.
We'll talk a couple more times before then. Ben Wergel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Thank you, Benny. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Ben.
You don't even break down Wisconsin Rutgers basketball night, guys?
Rutgers a 2-point favorite. Rutgers is a tough team, man. They went to Michigan State. I thought they are doing this? I'll say, hey, they went to Michigan State Sunday night, played them tough. Michigan State won. So I don't like Wisconsin's chances. Of course, you know, they beat Indiana on Saturday, but we all knew Wisconsin at home is going to kick somebody's ass. Right?
I'm just waiting until you're done.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Wisconsin's going to win at home, lose on the road in Piscataway tonight.
Wisconsin could start a team of fourth grade intramurals and still beat Indiana at home. It's a tried and tested philosophy.
Hey, they could beat Duke at home. They could beat anybody at home. But, you know, put them on the road, a little different story.
I don't think they've won at Piscataway since they joined the Big Ten, Wisconsin.
Is that amazing? The year they went to the national championship game, they lost at Rutgers. Remember that?
Yeah, because Frank Kaminsky didn't play because of concussion, and yeah. Trayvon Jackson broke a bone in his foot, and they ended up losing.
Yeah, we're boring Bart with the Badger basketball talk here.
That's okay. We can talk about it.
I can go all day.
What time's your next segment?
Let me know when you're done.
No, we got to go.
All right, fine. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, well, maybe you and I will settle this on a phone conversation, Ben. So,
hey, you got my number, buddy. Anytime.
Hey, man. See ya.
All right, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Thanks, Ben. That was Ben Wergel. on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.